Om Shri Sai Ram. The youth from West Bengal offer their humble and reverential pranams at the lotus feet of our divine master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Swami, your youth today are here to present before you a drama titled The Religion of God. We seek your blessings and offer ourselves at thy lotus feet. Jai Sai Ram. Morning, sir.
Oh, so you're here. I am so privileged to welcome you. Do you have any idea of the time now?
Sir, my family left for my in-law's place last weekend.
Now don't start cooking up a new story. I'd asked you to look out for a tenant for my flat, which is lying vacant. Have you done anything about it?
Of course, sir. Each day, I advertise this flat on rent offer. Every morning before coming to office, I hang this offer on my back with my telephone number on it and walk around the locality. Just imagine how many people must be seeing it. This is why I get late. But you think that I am a slouch.
You indeed are a slouch. The taste of pudding is in its eating. What's the result of all this?
Hello. Manager Sukharam speaking.
Hello. I'm calling for information about the flat which you want to let out on rent.
Yes, yes. 1 minute. Sir, tenant.
Call him here.
Yes. Hello. Can you come and meet us?
Yes. In fact, I'm standing right in front of your building.
Oh, please come up on the second floor.
Okay. I'll be right there in 2 minutes.
He's coming up.
Good.
May I come in?
Are you the one who called just now?
Yes. I saw this offer today morning while you were walking on the road.
Now you see the result. Please come meet him, the landlord, Mr. Bhagwan Das.
Very nice meeting you, sir. I am Amore.
Amore?
Yes, Mr. Das.
Mm-hmm. Bhagwan Das.
So, Amore, what do you do?
I am on a special research mission here.
What mission?
I am here to find out the most simple yet most complicated aspect of human life on earth.
Must be very learned man, sir.
Okay, Mr. Amore. Tell me more about yourself. Like what's your religion?
Religion? What is this?
What? You don't know what religion is? He is a special character.
Sir, let me tackle this. Look, Mr. Amore. Religion, like Hinduism, Islam, Christianity. You know these, na?
What are these?
These are various faiths to which a human being can belong. Like some worship Ishwar, some Allah, and yet others worship God. So on this basis, they are called Hindu, Muslim, Christian, etc. And their religion is Hinduism, Islam, or Christianity.
Interesting. I did not know about this. But how can man be divided into these groups on the basis of this so-called religion? Man is man and belongs to one humanity. How is this relevant at all? It sounds absurd.
Sukharam, I am about to faint. From where have you got this bloke? He doesn't appear to be a normal person.
Have some patience, sir. Look, Amore. Religion is a very important aspect of every human being. Each person must belong to one of the religions. Without religion, nothing moves. It is there in every field, like politics, education, business, everything.
Really?
Yes. From a person's birth certificate to his death certificate, religion follows him wherever he goes. Okay, Mr. Amore, do you have your birth certificate? Your religion must be mentioned there.
No, from the place where I come, birth certificates are not in practice.
Sukharam, he does not appear to be a man of this planet.
Look, Mr. Amore, without knowing your religion, the rent agreement cannot be made. So you may go now, adopt a religion, and come back.
Strange. Excuse me.
How can I help you?
Can you suggest me a book on religion?
Which religion?
All religions.
All religions? But what's your purpose?
I need to adopt a religion.
So, you want to convert to another religion?
No. Not convert. Adopt.
Okay. It's simple. Why go into the different religions? Simply become a Christian. It is the true religion. And becoming a Christian is the most important step that you will take in your life on earth. What are you thinking? We have all sinned and deserve God's judgment. Jesus loves us so much. He died for our sins, taking the punishment that we deserve. If you truly believe and trust Jesus alone as your Savior, declaring Jesus is Lord, you will be saved from judgment and spend eternity with God in heaven, says the Bible. This is God's gift for all of us. Accept it by becoming a Christian.
Arey, you never stop trying to proselytize. You are openly trying to convert this gentleman into Christianity. Thanks to Narayana that I have come at the right moment. Otherwise, an innocent person would have been pushed into the wrong path.
What are you trying to say?
Look, why do you want to become a Christian?
I'm trying to find a religion to adopt.
Do not leave Hinduism. It is the great grandfather of all religions. Other religions are without any depth. Hinduism is God's own religion. Dharmo rakshati rakshata. Religion protects the one who protects religion. You should protect Hinduism by being a Hindu, so that you may be protected.
I see.
Yes. A being is caught in the cycle of birth and death until he attains moksha.
What is moksha?
You don't even know moksha. Ram. Your paramgati is very difficult. Moksha is liberation from the samsara, the cycle of birth and death. It is merger with God and only assured if you follow Hinduism.
But how then does one attain moksha?
You want to learn everything in one day. It is not so easy. Sages have spent aeons in realizing the supreme truth. Hey Bhagwan, I'm getting late. One of my clients is waiting for me to do puja. The auspicious time is running out. I have to rush. You keep my card. I am Pandit Shastri. Call me at night. I'll tell you the auspicious time for your diksha and make you a good Hindu.
Excuse me.
Yes. How can I help you?
I wanted to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
The moment you heard that sound on the loudspeaker, you stopped working and engaged in...
I was praying to Allah. It's time for prayer. Don't you know that we Muslims are obliged to pray 5 times in a day?
Sorry, I do not know about it. In fact, I'm trying to identify a religion which I can adopt.
Then what are you thinking? Just embrace Islam and be a Muslim. Don't get carried away by infidels like that Pandit with whom you were a while ago.
Sorry, I could not understand. What does that mean?
Array, they are the greatest sinners. They associate partners with Allah by committing idolatry. Allah can forgive all sins except this. They are destined to be in hell for eternity.
I see. Can you please explain in more detail?
Brother, it's Allah's mercy on you that you are becoming interested in Islam. Look, Islam is the final religion, and the Quran, which Angel Jibrail revealed to the Prophet, is the final testament and word of God to be followed by entire mankind. Anyone who is not a Muslim is destined to be in hell for eternity. Thus, think twice before adopting any other religion. I will teach you all that is required. Keep my card and contact me tomorrow.
Amore.
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 What are you thinking?
Who? Who is this?
See, Amore. I'm here.
Who are you?
Me? You can associate me with anyone. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Vivekananda, Guru Nanak, Jesus Christ, Muhammad, Buddha, Mahavir, Zoroastra. I am the same eternal consciousness that existed in these great personalities, and as a matter of fact, exists in all beings.
I cannot fathom this, but what makes you appear before me?
Your truthful innocence and the understanding about mankind, that man belongs to humanity as a whole, and that a particular religion is not a criterion.
Religion, religion, it is very confusing.
It's confusing as long as you don't understand the true purport of religion. Once you understand it, it becomes very simple.
You seem to be a learned person. Can you help me understand this?
Look, Amore, the word religion is sourced from the Latin word religere, which means to go back to the source. The unification of Atma, which is the indweller of every being, and Paramatma or Supreme Being, is the primary function of religion.
What are you trying to say?
Religion is a link between individual and God. A cow caught on a hill, wanting to go to the opposite hill, but confronted with the flooded river in between, needs a bridge in between the two. This is what religion is. You may have many bridges, but the purpose of each is the same. They may look different, but the essence is the same.
But from what I observed just now, the practice and understanding that prevails today is somewhat totally opposite. Each one claims his religion to be superior and better than others.
This is the irony, Amore. People today think that religion means a set of doctrines or dogmas or rituals or books to be followed mechanically. Many confine religion to consisting of merely going to temples, mosques, churches or the like. But essentially speaking, religion is being and becoming. It is realization.
But as of now, I need to adopt a religion to get the house on rent. Can you help me?
Yes. And that's why I have come to you. You are utterly confused at the moment. Take these, and you would find all the solutions in these doctrines, which are meant for realizing, not only for reading.
What are these? Gita, Veda, Bible, Quran?
Yes. One of these is sufficient, but still go through all of them. You would need them in the days to come, when the essence of all religions denoted by your name, which means to love, is understood by mankind. These would not be required any further. Religion would then become irrelevant. I will always come whenever you need me.
But how can I go through all of them?
You can, by my will. All the best.
Amore, by the power of the Spirit who gifted the scriptures to him, undergoes deep study of all those scriptures, trying to grasp the essence of all of them with a view to adopt a religion for himself. A few days later.
Amore, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
So you have gone through all the scriptures? Look, I told you that you can.
Yes. But now I am in another dilemma.
What?
After studying the various scriptures, I have realized that all religions are essentially same, and their goal is also not different, though apparently they may appear to be distinct.
Yes. I am happy to note your realization. But what's your dilemma?
Since all the religions are same, which one should I adopt?
That's very simple. Choose any one of them. How does it make any difference?
No, I can't do this. For then I would be disrespecting other religions, which I do not want to do.
Amore, I'm really impressed with your thinking. Read these.
What are these books?
These are different volumes of Satya Sai Speaks, a veritable spiritual treasure house.
Satisai speaks?
Yes. I did not give them to you earlier. I knew that you would be faced with this dilemma and waited for the opportune moment. These are the discourses of a great master, Sri Satyasai Baba, whose life is the epitome of all religions and his message the quintessence of all religious scriptures. Once you have read this, your dilemma would be resolved and you would realize that love is the undercurrent of all religions. Nay, love is the only religion.
Love is the only religion? Wonderful. Wonderful.
If mankind can grasp and live this religion of love, probably the cosmic play would come to a happy ending. And God would then have to rewrite his script and find other reasons to come as an avatar. Listen, once you would have realized the religion of love, I would not visit you anymore, because my job then would be done. All the best.
May I come in, Mr. Das?
Mr. Bhagwan Das.
I'm sorry. Mr. Bhagwan Das. I'm now ready with my religion and to sign the rental agreement.
Oh, great. This is wonderful. Finally, we will be having a tenant, sir.
Yes, yes, that's right. Now please bring the draft agreement and fill in the missing parts.
Okay. Tell me, what's your name?
You know, it's Amore.
Okay, I'm sorry. This agreement is made this 20th day of August 2015 between Mr. Amore, by faith. Tell me your religion.
Love.
I am asking your religion. Religion.
Love. That's my religion.
Ah, Sukharam. He has again come to waste our time. Oh God, please save us from this madcap.
Why? What's wrong now? You had asked for my religion and I have told you.
Come on. There is no religion named love. This is not valid.
Why not?
Okay. Who's the founder of this religion? How old is it?
No one is the founder and it is eternal. It has existed since the beginning of this creation.
Sir, I am about to faint.
All religions are fundamentally same and love is the undercurrent of all religions.
Sir, I am now convinced. He is not a creature of this planet.
Mr. Amore, please do not waste our time. We do not have time to listen to your nonsensical myths. We are not going to give you the flat on rent. You may leave.
This is not fair. How can you deny unity of all religions and the religion of love? I will go to court to seek justice.
Go wherever you want to go, but please leave us.
Amore has actually filed a suit against us for not giving him the flat on rent. And this is the summons from the court. We have been asked to appear for the hearing day after tomorrow.
Really? This is the result of your idea of hanging the advertisement on your back and walking on the street. If you had not done that foolish act, we would never have met this madcap Amore. Now we have to hire an advocate. Why are you standing here? Call Advocate Thakral.
Lord, I would be representing the defendant, Mr. Bhagwan Das. These are the relevant authorizations.
Mr. Amore, where is the lawyer who would represent you?
Sir, unfortunately, no one was ready to defend the case of love. So I would myself be pleading the case.
Okay, all the best.
Please commence the proceedings.
So, Mr. Amore, you have alleged that my client has refused to give you a flat on rent on the basis of religion. and has denied your religion?
That's right.
My lord, since religion is required to be mentioned in the legal agreement, my client Mr. Bhagwan Das rightfully asked Mr. Amore to declare his religion. And Mr. Amore specified his religion as love. Is that right, Mr. Amore?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, my lord, we all know that there is no religion named love. Therefore, my client was justified in refusing to let out his flat to him. Thus, the allegations of Mr. Amore are baseless and unfounded and aimed at harassing my client.
Mr. Amore, do you have any argument to defend yourself?
Yes, my lord. I have studied all the religions thoroughly and have realized that the goal of each is the same. And love is the fundamental basis of all religions. So instead of adopting any one religion, I have embraced love, the undercurrent of all of them, as my religion, and declared it to Mr. Bhagwan Das.
My lord, this is not a class or a lecture session on philosophy. Mr. Amore is forgetting that in the court of law, everything is decided on the basis of evidence and not on philosophical lectures.
Mr. Amore, your argument is not acceptable without any evidence to support it. Can you provide any evidence in support of what you have said?
Even if I do provide evidence, who is learned enough here to confirm or reject it? Certainly, Mr. Thakral cannot.
What do you mean?
My lord, in order to prove the underlying unity of all religion and love as their basis, it is imperative that the leaders representing each religion are also brought in as witnesses to be questioned to aid ratification. Else who can vouch for the authenticity of my arguments in proving my case?
Objection, my lord! Mr. Amore is only trying to confuse the court and waste its valuable time. The religious leaders have got no connection with this case.
Overruled. The court agrees with Mr. Amore's point and would send out notices to all religious leaders to be present at the next hearing. The date is fixed for next Monday at the same time. Until then, the court is adjourned.
Bunal, come out of your house. You infidel.
Firoz bhai, please, please listen to me.
Today I will not go back without taking my money from you. It's been overdue for 6 months now.
Firoz bhai, please, please allow me some more time. I've already repaid 60% of the amount with 30% interest. I'm a poor farmer and in very dire situation, not able to feed my family.
This is the curse of Allah upon infidels like you. I can forego the loan only on one condition.
Please, order.
You would have to leave your religion and embrace Islam.
Firoz bhai, what are you saying? Please be merciful.
If Allah has cursed you, how can I show mercy? In fact, this invitation for Islam is Allah's mercy on you. Accept it.
Firoz bhai, salam walikum.
Walikum assalam. Oh, you, have you adopted Islam?
Not really. But why are you causing hardship to this poor farmer?
Poor farmer? He is a cheat.
But do you consider yourself a Muslim and a true follower of Islam?
Of course. Do you have any doubt about it?
Yes, I do.
What do you mean? You are not a Muslim? So what do you know about Islam?
You are compelling him to convert into Islam? The Holy Quran in Surah Baqarah says, there shall be no compulsion in religion. Also in the same surah it is said that one who faces hardship in paying his debts must be given time until his financial condition improves. If you give up the loan as a charity, it would be better for you if you only knew. Furthermore, in Surah Imran it says, O you who believe, you shall not take unlawful rate of interest, compounded over and over. Fear Allah. So please tell me, Firoz bhai, is your 30% interest justified? The other day you were preaching Islam to me. Don't you think that you should first yourself become a better Muslim before asking others to adopt Islam?
Amore, I am thankful to you for preventing me from committing a dire sin. Bunan, forgive for all the errant words that I have spoken to you. I have decided to forego my loan as zakat.
Firoz bhai, I'm really grateful to you.
Don't be grateful to me. Be grateful to Amore.
You have always been a cause It seems that Gomes and Pandit Shastri are again fighting with each other. It may turn out to be violent.
Let's go there.
You have always been a cause for discord in society.
Me? People like you are better dead than living. You are a burden on Mother Earth.
You hypocrite. You are a crook in the form of a pandit. How many lives have you ruined? I will make sure that your hypocrisy is unveiled.
Come on, gentlemen. What happened? Why are you both fighting with each other?
Oh, you. Ask him, the proselytizer. He wanted to convert even you to his faith.
And you? You are a holy saint? You wanted him to let go like this. Hypocrite?
Cool down. Silent. None of you should utter a single word of arrogance. Mr. Gomes, you call yourself a follower of Christianity? The Bible in the book of Romans says, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. As per the Gospel of Mark, Jesus says, is love your neighbor as yourself. You were calling him a hypocrite. Does not the practice of preaching Christianity without yourself following it amount to hypocrisy? And Panditji, you were preaching moksha and liberation to me the other day in pursuit of making me a devout Hindu. Do you know what Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 16? Lord Krishna says, O Arjuna, hypocrisy, arrogance, self-conceit, harshness, and also anger and ignorance belong to one who is born in a demoniacal state. He then concludes that the divine nature is deemed for liberation and the demoniacal for bondage. So therefore, how can you take me to the path of liberation when you yourself are treading the path of bondage?
Forgive me, Amore.
Yes, we are sinners.
Do not seek pardon from me. Instead, forgive each other and foster love among yourself, because love lives by giving and forgiving.
Amore, you have the solution for all the problems.
Not really, Firoz Bhai. The greatest of all problems resulting in social unrest and inequality are fueled on the basis of religion and religious disharmony.
You are right.
No one else. But we ourselves are responsible for this. Without knowing his own religion well, a person puts down the religion of others. If a Hindu becomes a better Hindu, a Muslim a better Muslim, a Christian a better Christian, and so on and so forth, all problems of mankind would cease to exist, and there would be peace and love all around.
What a profound statement. May we all love God and be blessed.
This world is a mysterious place, Mr. Gomes. Everybody is caught up in its mystery, forgetting his own reality. Everyone here claims to be God-loving, but fails to realize that without loving each other, one cannot love his own God. Love is the undercurrent of all religions, and the best way to love your God is to love all and serve all.
You are right, Amore. We regret what we have done and said. I promise, I will never repeat this mistake again.
And you, Shastriji, when are you going to give me Diksha?
Amore, you do not need any Diksha. You are a born Dikshit.
Please begin the proceedings.
Respected father, who created this creation?
God.
Imam sahab, what would be your answer?
Allah, the most merciful, created this creation.
Guruji, what's your opinion?
Para Brahma Paramatma. Ishwar is the creator.
Ha ha ha. Milord, Mr. Amore has faltered himself. His first question itself has contradicted his stand. The version of each religion is different, as you have heard. Can you say whether Islam, Christianity, Hinduism, and all other religions are all same in their essence and objective?
How can this be? This is impossible. Islam is the only true religion. Followers of all other religions are infidels.
How can you say this? Yours is a restrictive religion.
Hinduism is the oldest religion and all other religions have emerged from it.
This is not acceptable. Christianity is the only religion which can save mankind from all sins.
Order, order.
My lord, my point stands proved.
Objection, my lord. Mr. Thakral is trying to divert the direction of the proceedings by unsolicited interventions.
Sustained. Please continue.
Imam Sahab, where is Allah?
Allah is everywhere. The Quran in Surah Baqarah says, to Allah belong the east and the west. Wherever you turn, there is the presence of Allah. For Allah is all-pervading, all-knowing.
Thank you, Imam Sahab. Where is your God, Father?
According to the Bible in the book of Jeremiah, God says, am I a God who is near and not a God far off? Can a man hide himself in hiding places so I do not see him? Do I not fill the heavens and the earth?
Thank you, Father. Guruji, is Brahman present everywhere?
Of course, yes. In Isavasya Upanishad, it is said, Isavasyam idam sarvam, meaning, this entire universe is pervaded by Brahman.
Thank you all. Therefore, my lord, if Allah, God, and Ishwar are omnipresent, then essentially they are all same.
Absurd. How can Allah, God, and Ishwar be the same? They could be different and omnipresent at the same time.
My lord, the Holy Quran says in the Surah Anbiya, if there were in the heavens and the earth other gods beside God, there would have been chaos. The Chandogya Upanishad also says, Ekam Advitiyam Brahma, meaning God is one without the second. Furthermore, God controls everything. He is omnipotent and He can do anything. Right, Imam Sahab?
Of course, yes. In Surah Baqarah it is said, for verily Allah has power over all things. There are more than 40 verses that speak about Allah being omnipotent.
Guruji, is Brahman omnipotent?
Verily, Brahman is omnipotent, omniscient and omnipresent. This is what the Vedas, Upanishads and the Purans have declared. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna says in chapter 15, whoever knows me as the all-powerful Supreme God, without doubting, is the knower of everything.
Excellent. Would you like to say anything, Father, regarding God's omnipotence?
Certainly. God is omnipotent and omniscient as well. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. In the book of Psalm, it is mentioned that God can do whatever He pleases.
Now therefore, my Lord, would it not be foolishness to conclude that God, Allah and Ishwar are distinct, but all of them are omnipotent? How can more than one entity be omnipotent, omnipresent and omniscient at the same time? The God of Hindus, Muslims and Christians, and for that matter of all, is not different, but one and only one. There are no different gods, but the same God is called by different names. If I call rose by any other name, would it smell different?
So why does a Hindu worship so many gods? Does it not amount to violating his own religious scriptures?
The Hindus who are learned actually do not worship many gods.
Of course they do.
Mr. Thakral, the different deities that a Hindu worships are but different manifestations of various attributes of the same Brahman. The Vedas declare Ekam Sat Vipraha Bahudha Vadanti. Truth is one. The sages interpret in a different ways. So does the Quran declare in Surah Saffat, Inna illa hakum lawahid, meaning truly, your God is truly one. The Bible in the book of Deuteronomy says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thus, in essence, God, Ishwar and Allah are all same. Nations are many, but earth is one. Beings are many, but breath is one. Stars are many, but sky is one. Oceans are many, but water is one. Jewels are many, but gold is one. Appearances are many, but reality is one. Religions are many, but God is one.
Mr. Amore, your point is well taken.
But how can God have different forms? In Surah Anam, it is said that no vision can grasp him, but his grasp is over all vision. He is above all comprehension, yet is acquainted with all things. There is none like unto him.
Imam Sahab, Allah in Hadith Qudsi says, I am just as my servant thinks I am. So can't he take any form if he so wishes for the pleasure of his devotee?
What are you saying? This is against Allah's nature.
Imam Sahab, you have just agreed that God is incomprehensible and omnipotent. He can do whatever he wills. By your claim it appears that you have been able to comprehend Allah, and also you know what Allah can do and cannot, do you?
No, I am not capable of this.
Mr. Takral, do you have anything to say?
No, nothing.
Mr. Amore, I am a Buddhist. And in Buddhism there is no concept of God such as in other religions. So how would it reconcile with other religions?
My Lord, you are absolutely correct. Once a Buddhist was asked by a disciple whether God exists. He said that if you are suffering from a stomachache, would you concentrate on relieving the pain or studying the prescription of the physician?
Please clarify.
Buddhism prescribes the eightfold path based on righteousness to attain the highest state of nirvana.
That's right.
All other religions also proclaim that unless one follows righteousness and leads a righteous life, even if he is the greatest scholar of his religion, he cannot attain his goal.
So you mean to say that if a Hindu regularly worships his God, has faith in him and follows all rituals, it's of no use?
Not exactly, Mr. Takral. But I thank you for your understanding, albeit a bit late. If a person religiously performs puja and rituals, while at the same time he hurts others, would such prayers yield results?
Never. Paropkaraya punyaya, papaya parapidanam. To help others is dharma, and to harm or hurt others is adharma. Further, Shri Krishna in Gita, chapter 16 says, one who transgresses the injunctions of the scriptures, whimsically acting under the impulse of desire, never attains perfection, neither happiness nor the supreme goal.
Thank you, Guruji. Imam Sahib, if one only offers prayers for 5 times a day, performs Hajj and observes Roza, etc., can he be a true Muslim? Will he find place in Jannat?
Not exactly. Unless one also leads a righteous life. The Quran in Surah Kaf clearly mentions that as for those who believe and lead a righteous life, they have deserved a blissful paradise as their abode. A Muslim whose conduct is not righteous, even though he prays and believes, cannot find a place in Jannat.
In Christianity as well, righteousness is the touchstone of a true follower. And for that matter, even the prayers of an unrighteous person would not be granted. In 1st Epistle of Peter, it is mentioned, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Thus practicing righteousness is fundamental to Christianity.
Thank you all for your helpful insights. Thus, my Lord, all religions are founded on the fundamental principle of righteousness. The scriptures of all major religions exhort mankind to help ever and hurt never. Can feeding a hungry man or abiding by truth be unrighteous in any religion? Conversely, can harming others be righteous in any religion?
No, never, 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 no, never. No, never.
My Lord, since God is one, as has been already justified, and all religions enjoin righteousness in addition to worship of God, there is indisputable unity among all religions, although they may apparently appear to be different.
Mr. Amore, your point is well noted.
But my Lord, where does Amore's religion of love find its place in all these arguments? That has been the basic premise of this case.
Be patient, Mr. Takral. I'm just coming to that point. My Lord,
For the tree of righteousness, love is the seed. A person cannot be righteous if he does not have love in his heart.
How can you say that?
Mr. Thakral, can you help a poor person unless you have love within? Or can you harm anybody if your heart is filled with love for that person?
No, it's impossible.
That's what I'm trying to prove. For every act of righteousness, it is love that is the motivator. And for any unrighteous act, it is absence of love that is responsible. Thus, love is the fundamental basis of righteousness. And all religions, in essence, rely on this principle of selfless love. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus enjoins all to love even their enemies. Similarly, in the fourth hadith of An-Nawawi, the Prophet says, "Not one of you is a believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself."
Ameen.
When thoughts emanate from a mind purified by love, they will result in right action, which is dharma. Love is righteousness. Love is the source. Love is the path. And love is the goal. It is the unseen undercurrent binding the basic premise of all religions. In essence, love is the only religion. When one follows the religion of love, religion per se becomes irrelevant.
Religion becomes irrelevant? How come?
Because love sees no difference. When love reigns, religion ends and spirituality begins. And to be spiritual is the quintessence of all religions. When one becomes spiritual, religious rituals, doctrines and dogmas become meaningless. On his journey, his search then ends and he realizes that he has traveled from himself to his self.
So you mean to say that through love, and only love, can one attain the goal?
Rightly said, my lord. God does not need any religion. He is beyond it. God only seeks love. I have realized the power of this unconditional love within. Hence, my lord, my heart has become capable of every form. It is a pasture for gazelles and a convent for Christians, and a temple for idols and the pilgrim's Kaaba, and the tables of Torah and the book of Quran. I follow the religion of love, whatever way love's camels take. That is my religion and my faith.
Mr. Omore, your arguments leave no ambiguity in this case, which stands proven. On the basis of the proceedings of this case and the statements given by the witnesses, the court is of the opinion that though religions have separate names and the doctrines are distinct from each other, in a sense, all religions are one. All religious dogmas, except a few, can easily be harmonized and reconciled. There is an urgent need for harmony. All religions aim at promoting righteous conduct by transforming the attitude of man. Out of a narrow feeling that one's own religion is superior and the other faiths are inferior, followers of different religions develop hatred towards one another. This way, they, in a sense, demean their own religion and limit their own God, who is one and only one. The essential truth is one and same in all religions. The court hereby orders Mr. Bhagwan Das.
Judge Saab, there is no need for any order. I have realized my mistake. I was misled by a veil of ignorance which this case has lifted. Omore, it would be my privilege to offer you my flat on rent. In fact, there is no need for any rent. Your love is enough.
Mr. Das?
Bhagwan Das.
Mr. Bhagwan Das, I do not need your flat now, as my mission is over and I will have to return. I was here on a mission to find out about the most simple yet most complicated aspect of human life on earth, and I have found the answer.
What's that?
Religion. It's so simple, yet man has made it so complicated.
It's all about love. Can we give up all the differences and see the unity in diversity? Can we now unite together with the bondage of love?
Yes.
Mr. Amore, I am pretty much impressed by your profound knowledge and understanding of the core values underlying the different religions. How did you master these?
My lord, credit to my friend who gave me the scriptures of different religions to read. But I was confused after reading all of them. Though I realized that they all proclaim the same truth, I was not able to synthesize them until I read the volumes of Satya Sai Speaks that he gave to me.
Satya Sai Speaks? What is this?
A veritable spiritual treasure house containing the divine discourses of Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Sri Satya Sai Baba? Who is he?
He is the master who has synthesized all religions and brought out the underlying unity of all faiths through one universal and eternal religion. He is the one who declared that there is only one religion, the religion of love. He came to tell us of the universal unitary faith, this principle of oneness, this path of love, this nature of love, this duty of love, this obligation to love. This legacy of Sri Satya Sai continues and will ever continue. Let us all live with our faith deeply established in the fundamental unity of all faiths without any malice or superiority towards any other faith, and thus realize the Supreme Being, who for the Hindus is Ishwar, for the Muslims is Allah, for Christians God, for Buddhists it's Buddha, for the Yahudi it's Jehovah. Let's not try to limit the infinite by associating him with one form, one name and any particular religion, for he is beyond these. Sai never asserted that Sai is the only name, Sai is the only form. Instead, he proclaimed, all names are his, all forms are his. So brothers and sisters, let us give up all those thoughts, qualities and actions whose absence could make us a person affiliated not to any faith, but universality of all faiths. Let us embrace the courage to follow and live the dictum bestowed on us by the Master of Masters, Sri Satya Sai Baba. There's only one religion, the religion of love. There's only one language, the language of the heart. There's only one caste, the caste of humanity. There's only one God, he is omnipresent.
यहाँ पे आता हर कोई अकेला, बड़ा अलबेला दुनिया का मेला, यहाँ से जाता हर कोई अकेला, बड़ा अलबेला दुनिया का मेला। क्या है इसमें खुद से बेखुद हो करके फंसा हर कोई इसमें ओ यार चीज अगती बड़ी रंगीन मौला तेरा इंसान यहाँ पर सबसे हसीन मौला अपने कर्मों से लिखता अपनी तकदीर है वो इश्क इंसान से ना पर करे इश्क तुझसे ये नहीं मुमकिन मौला इसे कोई तो समझे इबादत उसकी होगी इश्क इंसान से कर रहमत उसकी होगी रहम इंसान पे कर बंदगी करे खुदा की वही बंदा कहलाए खुदी को जो मिटाए खुदा उसको मिल जाए
Bye-bye. शिव शंभो महादेवा भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशिवदना शीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पनतीका आश्रित कल्पनतीका आपल बांधवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे मात पिता गुरुदेवं पर्यंत युनीवे स्वामी पर्यंत युनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगनाथा नाद ब्रह्म जगनाथा नावेदाशयना ओम जय जगदीश हरे
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.